The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Monday, fourth day of December 2017, along with Ron McDonald and Gwyneth Isaacs out of Australia. And before we continue here, you know, it's rather strange. I'm getting calls and being messaged at the network why should we be listening to this lady? Because she's in Australia. What's that have to do with us? And what we're describing here is a worldwide web of sorts that they do under commerce. This was the big deal about the capitalization of your name, any business from the government or the state, using your all-cap name. This is what we were talking about 20 years ago. And finally, people are starting to recognize that, you know, it's kind of like an international thing now. They're all tribal. They're all following the same mandates and dictates. And we're the government, and we're here to help you, except we're doing this under commerce, and they have to include you somehow in commerce for benefit. This is how they wrangle you. Is this about is that about the size of it, Ron McDonald?
Yes, it is. It's identical. And if someone doesn't see that what Gwyneth is describing is identical to what the problems we have here in the United States, they're just not looking into it thoroughly.
Well, and they're not getting it. I mean,
yeah, they're not getting it. Yes,
just not understanding it.
Yep.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Gwyneth.
Okay. If there's one thing, this absolutely does relate to the United States. Your municipality is a corporation. If you look into it, you will find that it is so, because it's a playbook. And there is, because you're in the United States, you have, under this new system that they've created, a system of laws called the Universal Commercial Code, the UCC. Okay, and people might grumble and gripe about the UCC, but it's not all bad. And there are parts of it that are, in fact, extremely in your favor, especially if you go into your favorite internet search engine and type in UCC 1-308, you will come up with a UCC code that says... Okay, I'm just loading this now. Hang on. A party that with explicit reservation of rights performs or promises performance of, you basically, a contract without consent is not contract. That's about the sum of it. Okay, the exact wording is a party who with explicit reservation of rights, meaning that you don't give your rights away, performs or promises performance or assents to performance in a manner demanded or offered by the other party, does not thereby prejudice the rights reserved. And that's legalese for saying that you don't have to enter into contract without your explicit willful consent. And that means that if you get some corporation coming to you and say, you must do thus and so, or we're going to make your life really difficult, all you need to do is say, I stand under UCC 1308. I'm not giving my rights away to you. I'm reserving my rights. And that would get you out of having to contract with any of these people, because they can't go against the UCC, because the UCC is what all of their extortionate Bravo Sierra is based on.
I have to say the legitimate rights here in the United States is actually based in every state constitution. It calls it inalienable rights. We no longer have those inalienable rights. We have statutory rights or civil rights under the Constitution, the federal Constitution. And they flow through a 14th Amendment. And the 14th Amendment means you are subject to the United States or a subject of the United States.
And basically what they did with that is turned it back into the old crown, that you are subjects of the crown.
That's it. Right on point.
But even so, okay, even so, you don't have to consent to contract with them. And if you wanted to stretch this out, and if they said, well, okay, we're going to take you to court, you'd say, well, okay, throw me in that briar patch. If you just will not budge, will not back down, eventually they will leave you alone. And these days we more or less are left alone. Thankfully, but you know, it may take a number of years. In our case, it took 18 years. I don't know. They must have a government file on me. They must have some sort of a tag on that file or some sort of a note attached to that file saying this woman's just not worth it. She's going to fight. Yeah.
In the United States, we have one huge issue that faces us every day on every transaction. There must be a lawful consideration for there to be a lawful contract. We don't have a lawful consideration. We have a legal consideration, which is in form only. There is no substance attached to the negotiable instruments. So they can do pretty much what they want with that, because commerce itself, the law of commerce, has no limitations on the rules and regulations that can be created under it.
Yes, but if you simply refuse to consent to contract with them, they can rant and they can rave and they can yell and they can scream. But at the end of the day, if you, and I'm talking about literally here, if you do this in a courtroom, the judge is likely to rant and rave and scream at you. And I have had people who call themselves magistrates in courtrooms actually scream at me in the past. But I just would not consent to contract with them.
Well, and Gwyneth, I don't know how the court system's set up down there, but when you have an issue with the IRS, you're not taken into a regular court of law. You're taken to the taxation court, and there's no judge. There's a guy sitting at a table with stacks of files, and to sit down and talk with you to find out why you're not paying your fair share. That's the extent of the courtroom procedure in this country. It ends and stops with the tax court.
Yep.
Yeah. The only thing you can question in our tax court is the amount. You cannot argue the law.
They're not there to argue the law. They're the bureaucrats sitting there filling out the forms and trying to catch you, trying to trip you up, and trying to get you to yield. I mean, there is a big fear factor. And with some people, dear, rightfully so, because they will attach your property. They will attach your bank accounts. If you own a business, they'll send the goons in to steal your inventory. They'll do any number of things to you. And most people figure that the better course of action is to placate the IRS with their fines and their fees and everything else, rather than go toe-to-toe with the people that could literally destroy their lives.
Yeah. And believe me, I have been there, okay? I really, really have. These people have numerous times tried to destroy my life. You know, the Australian version of the same thing, not the tax office, okay? But basically, you have to recognize that they are running an extortionate racket. It's plain and simple. They can finagle around. That's a word. It's an Australian word. It means when you spend. It's not foul language. It means when you spend a whole afternoon doing stuff that doesn't really matter. You know what I mean? So yeah. So you can finagle around on your farm doing everything except the proper farm work. You know, so they can do that. They can just go this way, say they've got that law, the other law, whatever. At the end of the day, they're still an extortionate racket. And I think that people allow themselves to get tied up in knots with the complexity of their system that they have deliberately made into a gigantic bowl of spaghetti that they can twist whatever way that they want. When, if we would simply stand back and say, that's an extortionate racket and you want to hurt me, you're trying to force me to contract with you, and I don't want to contract with you because you want to hurt me and you're in extortion, then you can actually get your American common law system back. If everybody just refuses to consent to contract with their whatever they're doing, with their Bravo Sierra. It's that simple.
You know,
really is. Yeah.
When unfortunately we have a population that thinks everything's hunky dory, and really to get everyone to believe and see the truth is kind of like would be a miracle happening. Most people don't understand why other people won't pay the taxes, because they're saying that it's corrupt, it's lethal, it's a legal means of stealing from the American people. They'll be shunned. They'll be laughed at in this country.
Well, and Gwyneth, you know, here in this country, and I call the Internal Revenue Service, that is the surety, that is the guarantor of the bankers and the debt.
Yeah.
And the very same people that drew up the language for the Emergency Banking Act, we had the brand new thing the Federal Reserve hit in 1913, over 100 years ago in this country. And the very and just simultaneously, which I'm sure was just a coincidence, the very same people that wrote those banking laws were the very same people that were writing laws for the brand new invention they came up with, and that was the Internal Revenue Service. What this is basically is the surety for the debt that the bankers have on America. And you've heard the stories, you hear amounts of trillions and trillions of dollars being bantied about. And it's really not, it's a dollar, okay, but that is a commercial instrument of the Federal Reserve, which is the private corporation for profit. So again, I don't know what it's taking the Americans to figure out, you know, they still, and to prove to your point, Ron, we have people in this country that run around mouthing the word inflation, and they don't even know what the hell it is. They really don't. They don't recognize that it's the devaluation, continued devaluation of your dollar. And it's only worth about 2 cents right now. I don't know what your money is supposedly pegged at and its value down there. But this whole thing is based on, we'll get you into the system, and you're there for benefit. Okay? Anybody in this country, anybody that gets a driver's license, anybody that gets a passport, anybody that does anything, they'll ask you one simple question. Are you a citizen of the United States? To ignore how this country was put together with all of its subdirectories, we'll call them states, like California, Michigan, Texas, whatever, this doesn't enter into their thinking. Are you a resident of the United States? If you say yes to that, well, you've said yes somehow I guess osmotically, you rubbed up against something the right way and got a little bit on you, that you're now in commerce, you're now part of the system, and we now have domain or jurisdiction over you. That's basically what they have done in this country. Under Uniform Commercial Code, I don't care, interstate or intrastate commerce, they have many hooks and devices to pull you into the system to make you play by their rules.
You know, one of the phraseologies that have been determined by the Supreme Court is that the right to tax is the right to destroy. Now, which American would vote to have a tax over himself, knowing that he could be destroyed under it? So the people never played a role in passing any taxes against themselves. This was done outside of the common law. This is your commercial jurisdiction again, taking advantage of the American people's ignorance.
Yep, and that is absolutely true, and that's the whole reason why they had the Boston Tea Party, which was 0.5% tax on tea.
Yes.
You know, like today we would say, well, who cares? But they understood that back then that there was a principle at work here, and they'd better stand against it, because otherwise it would, in modern parlance, okay, it would be like if you were a mother and you had, you know, 2 or 3 or 4 children, and there was a pedophile standing at your door and he had his toe in the door. You know, you'd say, oh, it's just his toe, it doesn't matter. And that mother would be slamming the door hard enough just about to break that pedophile's toe, because she would understand that that's a pedophile and I'd better not let him in the house. You know, that's what the Boston Tea Party was all about. And I think that people have forgotten that they need to remember that, or otherwise they're not going to be free. And as soon as they remember that and realize that, you know, eventually they, you know, like I said, the government will fight them tooth and nail for maybe a few years, maybe quite a few years, but eventually if they continue to dig their feet in, dig their toes in, and stand to their stance, ultimately they are going to win, sooner or later, because the government is in the wrong. And the Chinese have a really, really excellent saying, in one of their oracles, they say, if the regulations be too strict, they cannot be permanent. Okay? And that particular saying in Chinese is a very, very famous saying, and it's at least 4,000 or 5,000 years old. And I think that every time I see any of this bureaucratic red tape, Bravo Sierra, going down, my mind goes back to the ancient Chinese saying of, if the regulation be too strict, it cannot be permanent. Cannot be permanent.
They also have another saying.
It has to go sooner or later.
And they also have another saying, may you live in interesting times. But the times I'm living in, I'm not very much amused, because they've stolen law, they've stolen our government, they have stolen, they're trying to steal everything they can put their hands on. I mean, there is a million ways that they like to revenue. People understand the revenue agents in this country, and they did back in the 30s when the Fed showed up in the hills of Kentucky and Tennessee to shut down moonshine stills. Here were people that weren't bothering anybody, and they made their own hooch and they sold it, and well, the government didn't like that. The reason being, oh, we can't collect a tax on it. Oh, and by the way, we can't assure the public that this is good stuff that won't make them go blind. They had a myriad of reasons, but they were just revenuers. It's all it was. All right, we've got a break here.
That's right.
We'll invite some calls in. If you want to call in, 800-313-9443, if you have any points of clarification or questions to ask, we will be here. We'll be right back.
know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are back. Ron, we seem to be suffering the same malady here as they do in Australia.
Yes.
Under the Uniform Commercial Code, which is transnational, by the way, folks. I mean, this is the code for everybody. And the whole point of the program today with Gwyneth is they're doing the same thing in Australia as they're doing in the United States that they're doing all over the world. Conditional property ownership. And under British common law, and you mentioned it, Gwyneth, it was very simple. It was very easy to understand. And they had things like castle doctrine, that the state couldn't come in and mess with you. You were the king of your own castle. You set your own rules. Why? Because it was your castle. It wasn't theirs. You're the one that labored for it. You're the one that paid for it. You're the one that maintains it. And that worked fine for a number of years. It was the common man's way of saying, keep your hands off my itty-bitty. Well, they've invented all new kinds of ways to intrude into your life. And this is just one instance. And it's part of a larger agenda. They're here to help. They're in control. They're the nanny state. And you will do what we tell you to do because it's for your own benefit. Oh, that's right. When you sign up, yeah, it's about benefit.
Yep, that's about the sum of it. But you know something, I've got a notice on my gate. And you know something, everybody needs to put one of these notices on their gate. And you could have it down to a very, very short phrase, okay? And that would be, no trespassing, UCC 1-308. If they're going to foist the UCC onto us, let's put that little bit of the UCC into their face. Because if they're going to insist that we adhere to the UCC, then, like I said, there are parts of the UCC also that can help us, that give us the doorway out. And I have a notice on my gate. It's a bit more long-winded than that, but it basically says no trespassing, $10,000 fine, and you've got no rights here, and that includes if you're police, municipality, private investigator, whatever, government official, whatever. You've still got no rights here. And do you know something? Time and time and time and time again, when things were really, really, really bad, I would get debt collectors and I would get other people who meant to do me harm. They would pull up at the gate and I would watch them. I have a long driveway, but I can see people at my gate without them seeing me. The property is specifically set up that way. It's got a bit of a bend in it.
Gotcha.
Anyway, I would see these cars pull up, and they would get out, the driver would get out, and he would read the notice on the gate, and he would not even leave any contact details on the gate. He would get back into his car, and he would drive away.
Well, you said this
earlier.
You said this earlier.
He wouldn't want a $10,000 fine.
Yeah, you've said this earlier, Gwyneth, and, you know, I'm that we can use their own system against them. And I am,
yes.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that because they're the ones making the rules. It's their commercial setup to begin with. And to think that somehow that we will receive some sort of justice under their system, I know what they've done. I know what they've created. I know what they're after. And I know what I need to do to comply with them so they're no longer after me. It's kind of paying your taxes to the realm, if you will. And Ron, you and I have discussed this before, that, you know, to use their own system against them isn't that great. But it's the system itself that's at fault. It's the system itself that they have foisted on us when we have already had a system of jurisprudence, if you will, that was common sense and common law. This is what they are trying to get us away from. And quite successfully,
yes.
I might say, Gwyneth, because they keep telling people, and generation after generation, they will just wear you down. And there's our system. And common law, we don't know anything about that. It's gone. If it was anything to do with anything, it's way in the distant history past.
Yeah. Well, yes, but if if you are being forced into their system, if they are forcing you, of course it's always better to go with the original British common law / American common law.
Right.
That was our original justice system, and it worked absolutely fabulously and provided freedom
for us, but
for
not
our
for
people.
Yeah, but not for them.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
We are back. By the way, Gwyneth, they got law enforcement around this country, the FBI did several years ago, by letting them know that the greatest threat to their personal safety was these sovereign citizens that were running around this country that numbered some 300,000, and that these people, during a routine traffic or revenue stop, would much rather see you bleeding out in the streets than to even have a conversation with you. I thought that was rather fascinating of the state to put that out.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, well, it certainly is. We've been fighting this battle for a very long time in this country because we know how it's been flipped. We know how we have been brought into this. And they're not having any of it. By the way, did you ever get anything from the government, the tax office, the municipality, calling it a corporation and you will pay your taxes to the corporation?
Yes. I did. I absolutely did. And I've actually got on my computer a scanned image of that document, and I'll just see if I can find it under my pictures on my computer, and if I can, then I'll post it to the Aussie Common Law site on Facebook, that I, you know, that I sent to your technical people earlier.
Okay, we have three links here. We've got the facebook.com/Gwyneth Isaacs.
Isaacs. Right.
And let me spell this out for you, folks, because it's not the general spelling of Gwyneth. It's G-U-I-N-E-I-T-H. And hers is facebook.com/Gwyneth.Isaacs, I-S-A-A-C-S. Let me take a call from Lark in Texas. Hello, Lark.
Oh, hi there.
Hi.
It sounds like what Gwyneth is witnessing is what we're witnessing here in the States. Parens patriae has become a part of what's known under communitarian law as responsibility to protect. It's one and the same. And frankly, whether we call it ecclesiastical or canonical law, common law, natural law, it's all been rolled into communitarian law, because this is now international law today vis-a-vis these trade agreements, for instance. And of course, we have case law, which has been melded together under the doctrine of stare decisis. You have case law in communist China and Russia, Eastern Europe, all melding together the British Commonwealth of Nations, Canadian law. It's all melded together under something called acquis communautaire, which is French for the new EU law, in English, communitarian law. And I'm sorry to bring this up, but a lot of Americans, and I've said this on your air, on air before, that you, John and Ron, Americans today can't even define socialism. And for that, I might recommend that they read an article. It's very searchable, very easy to read, and it's a very nice overview, although imperfect. And it's simply called The Rise of Socialism by Ray Peach. It'll take you less than 10 minutes to read it. And then if you want to get deeper into it, you know, to learn what is socialism, it's not just of the left variety, by the way. It's not just communism or fascism or what have you. I would recommend Ludwig von Mises' magnum opus entitled Human Action, in which he defines collectivism as well as corporativism, as well as syndicalism, and even libertarianism. And yes, they're all flavors of socialism, just as is communism. And for one last thing, I mean, etymologically speaking, we know that there is a relationship between the words bunk, bank, bunkum, bunko, bench, and bar. We've got the American Bar Association, we've got the National Lawyers Guild, and the American Bar Association. So what we're talking about is the money working with the law. You have a system of where these people are partners in crime, whether they realize it or not. Even the clerk that works at the bank is involved in organized crime, because socialism is a system of organized crime made legal, and it can only produce slavery. Remember, socialism equals gangsterism equals slavery. So anyway, I've said enough.
Well, I appreciate it, Lark.
Any comment, or I'll jump off either way.
Thank you. I appreciate your call.
Say, John?
Yes, go ahead, Ron.
John, I had to be serious right now, but you need to support this network. I haven't heard any requests for donations yet.
Well, and it's people have got to understand, Ron, that they're either going to support the network. The ad has been playing, the three-part ad, three different voices, that we're not going to do pledge drives, because this just blends one month into the next. Oh, you're still doing the pledge drive. No, what we're doing, folks, in these times, our advertising are scarce as hen's teeth, and we're just asking people to make donations on a regular monthly basis to this network so we can stay on air. So, folks, I cannot make you do this. Any more than I made you come and listen to this network. Nobody held a gun to your head. But we do have the best educated radio audience, I think, in U.S. history, if not the world. So that, saying that, that should be a natural conclusion to be drawn, that this is something of great worth and power. You know, they've said that many, many times. The globalists themselves will tell you that, you know, you think that all the oil in the world or all the gold or all the silver or all the funny money banking is the real power? No, what is the real power is knowledge. Knowledge is power. So it all depends on how powerful you want to get. And that which should depend on your donation to this network. Does that sound about right, Ron?
Except for giving a phone number and an address to donate to.
Well, and that's very simple. There's a couple of different ways that you can do this. I hear a dog.
That's my puppy on the bed.
Okay. All right. At any rate,
yep.
They can call 800-724-2719 and just hit extension 3 when prompted to do so. That will get you right to my board operator. We'll be happy to take your credit card or debit card donation. Or you can go to our website, which also has our address included. I've heard a lot of people that listen to this program don't even own a computer. They've got a smartphone, or they've got a satellite system, or they've got a low-power radio station out there that they listen to, and they want to remain off the grid. And for you people out there, I perfectly understand that. So you won't be going to the webpage. But let me give you the address, and it's simply RBN, it stands for Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And by mail, you can send us money orders, you can send us checks, you can send us FRNs wrapped in foil. It is your choice. Or you can go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. There's a donate button at the top of that page, right under Real News, Real Talk, Real People, because you can handle the truth. Simply hit the donate button. That will take you to the PayPal page. And again, you do not have to be a member, okay, of PayPal. You can simply make a donation there. Make a one-time donation, or sign up for a monthly donation. And with that, folks, that will keep us on the air. If not, we will go bye-bye. And I would hate to end a 13-year history with this network because we were squeezed out of town. You ever notice that the lefties and the socialists and the communitarians, they never are short of money, are they? That's because they're the robber barons. We don't want to go that path. Pay to play, if you will. Pay to listen, if you will. Nobody's standing there over you going, you got to put another quarter in a slot to hear the next 15 minutes. This is up to you. You either value what we are doing here and the amount of ground that we've covered, the amount of people that we've interviewed, the guests, the callers, the information. It's almost mind-blowing. But we need to keep that going. Ron, did I miss anything?
Nope. I'm satisfied.
Thank you. Having said that, let me go to Chance in West Virginia. Hello, Chance.
Hello, folks. If I'm not mistaken, we were all relegated by fraud to be trustees of our state, correct? Which is where all the liability resides. Is there a way to change that status to become executor? And what is the legal process to do that?
Well, you're mentioning something I'm not familiar with. I've heard people talk about being the trustee of yourself, or copyrighting yourself, or becoming a sovereign individual, and it goes on and on. I don't know if any of that has ever worked. I've seen no evidence of it. But Chase, do you have some information on it?
No, I just came across something, and I figured you might know. I also have another question for you. I read something a while back about becoming a secured party creditor, which is supposed to take back some of your rights. Are you familiar with that by any chance?
I've heard of it too, and I read a little bit about it. But again, I don't know. I put all those in the flavor of the month, whatever is going on out there. There's always someone that I think misunderstands law when they when they use a tactic like that, because a court has no idea what you're talking about and will overrule you every time.
Yeah. All right. Well, I was just curious on your opinion regarding these matters. That's all.
But it's my opinion, too. It very well could work. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I've not seen anything work so far.
Okay. Thank you. Now, good night, folks.
Okay. Thank you. And, Gwyneth, at this juncture, we will say goodbye to you. And I appreciate you.
Thank you, Doug.
And I appreciate you very much being on this broadcast. And we'll be talking to you soon, my dear.
Thank you, Gwyneth.
Well, thank you very much for that. And I've had a lovely time on your broadcast, too.
If somebody wants to email you, do you have an email that you can give out?
Yes. It's GUINVINELLI@gmail.com.
One more time, dear.
GUINVINELLI@gmail.com.
Very good. And I thank you for your time. Say hi to the pooch for me, and I enjoyed the cup of tea.
Okay. Well, you have a lovely evening, won't you?
Thank you. I appreciate your time, ma'am.
Okay.
You know.
See you later. Bye-bye.
See ya.
You know, it's like looking in a mirror, isn't it?
It is.
You're seeing your own reflection back at you.
Yeah. And the whole point of this was to let people know that this is just not a problem that's to the indigenous people of the United States. No. This is a little system that they've floated worldwide to maintain control, and especially the control over property. And what does property give us, Ron?
Well, actually, it's the only means by which a man can acquire wealth, and property gives you your rights.
So if they take the property, they've taken what?
Your rights.
Bingo. That was the whole point of this broadcast today, and a lot of people didn't get it.
I couldn't believe that you're getting emails saying, what's this got to do with the United States?
Evidently, they don't think the globalists or the New World Order are talking to each other.
Yeah.
Wow. Hey, one other thing I wanted to cover, and this has ramifications. I don't know how far this is going to go, but did you just see what Trump did today out in Utah?
Was it on your website? I think I read something about it.
Trump dramatically shrinks Bears Ears National Monument and slashes another by half in the name of states' rights, as he says public lands will once again be for public use.
Ooh.
Now, he addressed this, and he spoke today out in Utah, and I'm wondering what the Mormons are going to get out of this. Well, maybe the rights to their land back. Maybe that's the totality of the deal. But I find this rather interesting that he does this in Utah, right on the heels of the Bundy situation, about the range wars that have been raging for more than 50 years. And how all this was done back in, I think, 1906 under the Antiquities Law. That somehow the federal government could come in, zap up a bunch of land, and then have it for their use to parcel it out only after you make payment to them for the use of the land that should belong to the states in the first place. President announced plans Monday in Utah to shrink two sprawling Utah national monuments by nearly two-thirds after Mr. Obama expanded them. And a number was thrown around, Ron, to the tune of a half a billion acres, 500 million acres, that the government decided that, well, we're stewards of it, and you've got to do as we say. Otherwise, we might come and steal your cattle, we might kill them, we might bulldoze them into a ditch, we can do any damn thing that we want to. Now, this is this is pretty monumental, no pun intended. This is going to shrink the Bears Ears National Monument by nearly 85% and reduce the Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument by almost half. This move is being called illegal by environmental groups, so, and this isn't this. The anti-fascists out there have become the fascists. I find that most fascinating. Called illegal by environmental groups and will be opposed by some, but not all, Native American groups. Now, Trump said on his way out of Washington that his decision is a victory for states' rights. A Navajo Democrat county commissioner told Trump's audience that expanding the monuments had put her ancestral lands off limits. Makes sense. Trump unveiled his plan today in Utah to dramatically scale back two national monuments, calling it an important move for states' rights. Some people think that the natural resources of Utah should be controlled by a small handful of very distant bureaucrats located in Washington. And guess what? They're wrong, he said, in the cavernous Utah Capitol Rotunda in Salt Lake City. The families and communities of Utah know and love this land the best. And you know the best how to take care of your land. You know how to protect it. You know how best how to conserve this land for many, many generations to come. Your timeless bond with the outdoors should not be replaced with the whims of regulators thousands and thousands of miles away. They don't know your land, and truly they don't care for your land like you do. I'm finding this rather fascinating, Ron, because this has been the issue about states' rights and who owns the damn land in the first place.
Yes. Quite remarkable, huh? The guy is moving and shaking.
Well, and I'm wondering how this is going to affect maybe the Bundy case. Now, you do know that they've been let out of the Huascal.
Yes.
So there they are, just these people that were flight risk before. Now, all of a sudden, they've been let out on a bond. And I'm wondering if these federal judges are getting a tad bit nervous.
I don't know if they could use this, the current act, as a defense in their favor, because usually law doesn't go back, you know, it doesn't go back in time. It's right from the point it's passed. But again, there might be some sort of loophole in this. You have to question why he would do this in the first place. I mean, it's just, it's not an issue that's before the scope of the American people, and yet he's come up with it.
Well, I mean, for all the Trumpisms that we can come up with, or we can review his campaign promises, some he's made good on, some he hasn't, but this is something that involves untold billions.
Yeah.
I mean, this is huge. This is monumental.
Is that story on your website?
Because I didn't see it. It certainly is.
I must have missed it. Okay. Yeah, I agree with you. This is a deal changer, basically.
It is a deal changer because all we've been talking about here for the last 2 hours has been property and rights, the land itself, and who lays claim to it and why they do that.
Well, you know my viewpoint on who owns the property. You know, I told you about Document 42 where all property is in the ownership of the state, and the state doesn't mean your state, but the bankers, basically, and that we merely get the use of it. And it would be the same for Australia. They merely get the use of it because they never pay for it. And one can't argue a contract if you've never really put a consideration in and you've only put a debtor's instrument in for the transaction itself.
So, but they made you part of that contract without your authorization, or I thought any signature to be binding. You had to have two parties agree on the terms of the contract and the deal itself, followed by a signature.
Yeah, but you have no rights. If you had inalienable rights, which means you're a property owner and actually own the property with title rights and interest and no liens upon it, then they're committing fraud against you. But most of us have been born into this debtor system without our knowledge. Our parents before our parents knew this or didn't know it and were taken control of. So, you know, where does it lead? The American people have to wake up. People globally have to wake up to see what has transpired by the use and the manipulation of debtors' instruments as actual money and stealing wealth on a daily by second situation. I mean, every hour of labor is an hour of theft by the bankers. So, because we get nothing in return, we merely get the we may be able to purchase something, but purchasing something does not gather rights, titles, and interest in that very thing you purchased.
And the American people don't seem to grasp the idea that we are the banker's chattel, if you will. And it was just demonstrated back in 2008 of how really big and bad we really are, because we just engineered the biggest ripoff in human history. And I'm sorry, who's gone to jail?
Yeah.
That was a demonstration of you really can't touch us. Yeah, you really can't lay a finger on us. And that's so untrue. We could break this supposed contract with a private corporation that wheedled their way into all of our business, all of our commerce. It controls everything. And that can be broken just by simply getting rid of the agreement that somehow the federal government thought it was okay to allow the middlemen, or as I call them, the bankster gangsters, the private corporation for profit, to wheedle their way into every man, woman, and child's life, not only in this country, in Australia, in England, in all of Europe, all the industrialized world. You got the funny money people sitting there grinning, taking their tax or their cut right off of the top, smiling when they really have no legal right to do so. And again, it's been a manufactured scenario. Here's the deal, you're either part of it or you're not. Well, I am. I'm a property owner. I've got my unalienable or unalienable rights, and I'm telling you to keep your hands off my itty-bitty. And they'll go to any extent that they can to extort that money out, or throw you in jail, or kill you, or do whatever.
Then we have this credit card system that I know there's not $1 backing any of the credit cards up, and it's just the credit debit system. And yet, most Americans are involved in that. So, it's going to be difficult to get out of this trend, this thing that's happened to us, if we ever get out of it.
If we ever get out of it.
But if it crashes, I think people will start listening to why it crashed and who the culprits are.
Well, and if by that they manage to hold on, because really possession is 9/10 of the law, if they're able to hang on to it before somebody confiscatorily makes claim to it to take it back, if you can hold on to it, you can hold on that long. You know, this is a big gambit of what ifs, Ron. I don't like it.
I don't either, John. But it's very narrow what we're going through right now. It seems that every aspect of this reality has been sewn up by one contract after another. I mean, everything from, like we mentioned, Child Protective Agency, where people actually believe this organization has the right to control your children. But no, who's done the research on that to find out that they don't? Unless you have a lunatic and you're not watching them.
Gwyneth did, and I was not aware of the three standards of which the Child Protective Services really had purview.
Well, no one is. I mean, I did the research to find out where they said their authority comes from. It comes from the king, and he only had it when it had dealt with lunatics, idiots, and whatever else. That's it. That's bottom line.
Well, by the way.
Although you have to be an idiot to use his monetary system.
Which everybody uses and everybody thinks is money.
Yes.
Wow. This is a Grimm's fairy tale that's been planted so deeply in people's minds that they can't seem to get rid of it.
Yeah. Yep.
By the way, just FYI, it's Tuesday in Australia. Australia.
Ah, okay.
So it does cross the international date line or something.
Okay.
I'm sorry. What? Okay. I'm being told that the computer is screwed up, so we're out of time.
Thanks.
I was told to watch my atomic clock on the wall. All righty. With that, I will bid you adieu, my friend. I will see you next Monday.
We'll be there.
Kind of an interesting twist today, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, so did I. All righty. Thank you, folks, for being here. Thank you, Ron.
You're welcome.
And, folks, please, make a donation to the network. It's not a pledge drive. We're just asking you to pony up with a little bit of cash. And that tells us that you're there. Only 3% to 4% of you actually donate to this network. And how much information have you gotten from all the people involved? Even this guy that I just had on air, he's been with me for 8 years.